This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For as popular as tea is in China, which is to say very, the coffee market in the world's second biggest economy ain't no slouch. Starbucks is there, of course, has been for a long time. Also, a domestic Chinese chain called Luckin, which before a multi-$100 million fraud scandal 4 years ago was going strong. Last week, Luckin reported 2023 annual profits. The company says it's now beating Starbucks both in revenue and total stores. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack in Shanghai went out for a cup of coffee.
It's my first time at a Luckin coffee, and I instinctively go up to the counter, which is completely pointless. The staff here don't take orders. There's not even a machine to order from.
All right, you're going to have to teach me how to do this.
Well, I've just...
Helping me out is Zhang Tianbing, who follows China's coffee industry for Deloitte Asia Pacific. He explains we have to order through the Luckin app. He gets me the latest drink, a chocolate milk infused with this super pricey Chinese alcohol called Maotai.
It's 12, right? It's very...
12, right?
It comes to $1.70. Not bad. Plus, Zhang gets a digital coupon for another free cup.
Gives you some form of incentive to come back and buy again.
All this data collected through the Luckin app supposedly helps the company target its customers better. Stock investor Zhang Li Tao thought the company was overhyped even back in 2019.
How could this company make so much money and grow so fast even though it's showering customers with discounts? I didn't quite believe their numbers and suspected Luckin was inflating its revenues, which proved to be true.
The fraud was extensive. Luckin was listed on the NASDAQ in 2019. The following year, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission came down on the coffee chain for overstating its sales. Luckin had to pay a fine of $180 million and delist. And Stevenson Young is the co-founder of J Capital Research.
Did I make money on the stock? Honestly, I do not remember.
She was among a group of short sellers, people who make money when stocks go down in value, who followed up on an anonymous report and bet against the stock, convinced Luckin was faking its revenues. She says she no longer invests in Luckin, and she has doubts about the company's much-touted recovery.
Back in 2020 and before, they had to fake a quarter of their transactions in order to demonstrate growth to the market. I mean, Luckin just doesn't make sense as a business.
Other analysts like Deloitte's Zhang Tianbing disagree. He says, okay, maybe back then Luckin wasn't growing as fast as it claimed, but...
The original idea was good and the business model was sound.
That model being simply cheap takeout coffee. Zhang Tianbing says it's a shift in taste. According to his research, Starbucks made its stores so comfy in China, coffee was mostly a social thing from 1999 until 2020. Now, he says, coffee drinkers in Chinese megacities like Shanghai and Beijing drink about one cup of coffee a day.
If you're talking about caffeine intake instead of a lifestyle or self-identity, the price component becomes important, right?
Luckin, with all its discounts, costs about $2 a cup on average. Rose Liu, who runs her own coffee shops and drinks up to 4 cups of coffee a day, isn't a loyal Luckin customer, naturally. But even she has a favorite there.
I don't usually like Luckin. I thought it had really awful coffee. But then I tried its iced coconut latte and I thought, it's great.
Great, she says, for a specialty drink, but not as coffee. Luckin says it sold more than 300 million cups of its iced coconut latte since 2021. That caught the attention of former skeptic Zhang Li Tao. He now holds Luckin shares, and he's optimistic about the company since it's changed the top management.
Luckin's coconut latte is a phenomenal hit. People are realizing that its sales are growing quite well, and its new products are competitive.
While Starbucks has nearly 7,000 stores in China, Luckin says it has well over 16,000. But some, like Anne Stevenson Young, still have their doubts about the company's supposed rebound.
Sure, I think that Luckin is popular. I just don't think that it's cash generative.
Some reports say Luckin has plans to relist, potentially on the NASDAQ again. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.